Hello, just on a break at the moment from the wedding I'm covering today. I'm staying here at Waterford Castle until the speeches, so I've just set myself aside in the bar, just copying some of the photographs from today onto my laptop, and I'll burn a disc just to start the backup process, really. What can I tell you about today's wedding? Well, I've bumped into several people I know by sheer coincidence. I've also had somebody come up to me and said they knew me as a photographer, which is quite interesting. So I had a chat with Jamie, and Jamie knows me through Corin Bishop. So Corin, if you're listening, I bumped into Jamie today. Jamie's a photographer himself. We were just chatting away. He's very interested in the documentary side of things. He'd be a bit more of the adventurous type than I am, although some people would say that to photograph weddings you have to be fairly adventurous. But anyway, but he's just back from Afghanistan, and I can't compete with that. So he was with the British Army for 2 weeks. His brother is serving in the British Army, and he was out there and he took photographs. It was a very interesting chat with him. Interesting wedding in terms of dynamic, because it was a civil ceremony. It lacked kind of the structure, and the day kind of lacked the structure that you'd normally have, where you're travelling between venues and there'd be kind of a set routine to the wedding. So for me, it was very challenging to kind of photograph. In a way, very interesting, because never quite sure what was happening. And the day was very fluid. There was very little in the way of structures. You didn't, for instance, have a proper receiving line. Also, the space in the hotel, in the castle, is quite cramped in a way. Lots of movement, so I'd just be setting myself for a photograph and somebody would walk in front of me, or the dynamic would change, or somebody would call across me to the person I was about to photograph. So lots of constantly changing things. The other thing is the light levels in the hotel today, very, very, very low. So I think I shot actually for most of the day with my camera set to ISO 3200, which is very high. And thank goodness for 1.4 and 2.0 lenses, because Lord knows what I'd have done otherwise. I could have used the flash, but the problem is, if I use flash every time I take a photograph, people know I've just taken a photograph, particularly in situations where there's a lot happening and a lot of people clustered together. I tend to get quite close and people don't notice me, because they're just talking to each other and having a good time. But of course, if I were to creep up close to them and then fire off a volley with the flash gun, A, they suddenly know I was there, and B, they might not be best pleased me having just blinded them. So, and there's the other reason is consistency in the album. To start the day shooting at ISO 1600, which is fairly typical for me, and then suddenly halfway through the album switch to using a flash gun, would lose the consistency in the wedding album. So that's why I elected to just keep the flash off the cameras and just use natural light or the ambient light. Anyway, I'm hoping to get hold of some food in a minute, and I'll update you later on after the speeches. Take care. Oh, before I go, one thing I do want to mention. The bride, Rachel, very, very kindly put together a goodie bag for my little girl from the little sweet stall that they had at the reception, and she insisted that she put a bag of sweets together for my little daughter, Emily, which is very, very kind of her. Take care.